I would like to talk about guys my age and older who don't want to die alone. And they may do things to get a companion that they may regret. My name is Eric. Welcome to the craziness that lives inside my head. Now, one of the reasons why I want to talk about this is because I have a couple of friends. They're older than me. They're in their mid-70s. And they're on the date line and they're meeting young boys. But they want a companionship. I mean, they even mention age appropriate, because if they were in their 70s and you're meeting boys in their 30s and even in their 40s, I mean, come on. But anyway, I have one I want to talk about. Started the journey with this friend of his, 32 or 33 year old young man. The young man is an alcoholic and an addict, and sometimes it lives in his neighborhood. They live out in the suburbs, and sometimes the kid will come over and want to ask him, can he cut his grass? Of course, he let the kid cut his grass. He give him 10 bucks, whatever, and the kid would run out and buy beer. So that's how that situation started. Now, I got a call from him, and he said that he wanted to talk to me about addicts and alcoholics, because I stopped drinking in 1984. I haven't picked up since. And I told him, I got honest, because now he's into this young man, and he's put the young man in the detox, because he claims that if he doesn't get the beer or his liquor or whatever, he start to have the shakes. So he put the boy in a detox, and he got the boy into, at first he got the boy on Medicaid. And now, since the boy's on Medicaid, he got the boy into rehab. And I explained to him, I said, listen, I'm going to be quite honest with you. How many times he's been in detox? He said the boy been in detox like 3 or 4 times. And this is his 5th detox? I said, it's all on you. I said, he goes, well, this time he said he's going to get his life together. I said, well, they all say that. But it's on you. What do you want to do? And his response is, I don't want to be alone. And my response was, well, you will be alone if he doesn't get his act together, because his prerogative, the thing that keeps him going is the alcohol and the drugs. He may see you as what they call an enabler. But the thing I want to talk about is doing things because you don't want to be alone. I get it. I'm not saying I'm no saint, and I'm not, you know. Yeah, I mean, I've been alone for so long. I lived alone for so long. When I stopped drinking, I had 2 lovers that both proposed to me. But lucky for me, I was sober enough not to get involved with them. Not because they were addicts, because I wasn't in love with them. And it was one of those things that I felt morally, if I don't love this person, why would I want to marry him? And at that time, it was in the 80s, Vermont. One of the guys who wants to marry me had a house in Vermont. And we was going to go to Vermont, get married, and because he lived in Jersey, and come back into Jersey. But I didn't love him. Now, I had other friends at the time says to me, oh, you're so stupid. And I said, they said, what did love got to be? You know, because the guy was a lawyer. He had money. He had this. All you do is get a little boy on the side. I said, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be with somebody because they got money, because they can set me up in a house and do all these things. And then I'm going to cheat on him. Knowing I'm marrying him, knowing I'm going to cheat on him. No, I couldn't do that. So now I explain that story to my friend. I don't know what it means. I don't know if he, you know, I explained to him that the boy got to get sober. And then I made a prediction and I told him, I said, well, if he's been in and out of detox four times and he's in a rehab, he's in a rehab 2 weeks at this point. I said, you don't know how long he's going to be in a rehab. Well, 2 days after I made that statement, he called me up and said, oh, you know, he got kicked out of the rehab. Then he said, well, he said this and he said that, but his social worker told him that he got kicked out of rehab for having a man in his room or fooling around with a guy. And we know what that meant. And his friend said that didn't happen. And I said to him, it's all on you. He's an addict. It's all on you. And the last time I talked to this friend of mine, he told the social worker that he was, you know, the boy could come back to his house. He couldn't live with his family. His family kicked him out. And I told him that. I said, listen, there's a thing called tough love. You got to take care of yourself. You may have all these feelings that, oh, this time it's going to work. This time it's all on you. He's an addict. He's going to find some way to put a roof over his head and alcohol and drugs in his veins. He's an addict. Last time I talked, this friend of mine was supposed to, well, I'm going to take him back, but I'm going to put him in another rehab as soon as he get here. And that's it. If he's jumped, you know, don't do that rehab, then he has to go to the shelter. And he was saying he didn't want to put the boy in the shelter. He didn't want to do this. He didn't want to, that he felt that the boy is really going to do it. But he's lonely. He wants someone to be with him, to live with him. I understand it. I get it. But it's all on you. You got to make that decision. And chances are, and I don't want to, put a bad mouth on that relationship. But if you're taking somebody in after they got kicked out of a rehab and you're going to put them in another rehab, chances are it's going to happen again. I'm just talking from experience. I had lovers that I kicked out the house. I had one I kicked out. Then took him back because his sisters, his family, begged me to take him back because they didn't want him. He was living on the street, so I took him back. And then he was missing again for a couple of days, and I got a call from a detox in the Bronx. It was a social worker. They was detoxing him, and they was going to put him in a rehab. So when that time came, they called me up, his social worker, said, well, because they wasn't going to let him out unless he had a place to stay. And I said to her, listen, I'm an addict. I'm a recovering addict. I can't do it. Because all he's going to do is come here and do it again. And I might relapse right along with him. That's called tough love. You got to look out for yourself. People, it's not selfish. You got to look out for yourself. My name is Eric. And thank you for listening to this craziness that lives inside my head.